Estevan, Warm Welcome Kitchen wrapped up a short, but still successful season on April 27. Free community suppers that take place twice a week and are open to anyone, regardless of their situation, became a good tradition in Estevan a few years ago. During the pandemic, the initiative changed its format, and people were offered the chance to take ready-to-eat meals to go instead of a sit-down supper. In the 2022-23 season, Warm Welcome Kitchen could finally return to the in-person meals, yet they weren't able to start off until February when, after reading an article in the Mercury, Donna McGillicuddy took over the vacant position of kitchen coordinator that the board struggled with filling for some time. Once they found their coordinator, the season went well, said Warm Welcome Kitchen Board President Wendy Godfrey. McGillicuddy used to work at Creighton Lodge and had a lot of experience in cooking for larger crowds. Once she joined the Warm Welcome Kitchen, she would make two meals a week. Every Tuesday, people were invited for supper at St. Giles Anglican Church, and on Thursdays, meals were served at Trinity Lutheran Church. Fortunately, we're able to get back to sit-down meals, which was really nice. Up until this point, we've been doing takeout, ready-to-eat meals, Godfrey said. The return to in-person meals allowed for Warm Welcome to bring the social components of the project back, helping people who might feel lonesome get a sense of the community and probably find friends. That's something that we try really hard to get across to people. It's not a financial thing at all. We don't care if you're the poorest person in town or the richest person in town. We are there to serve community meals for everyone. And there's a lot of reasons why people come out, Godfrey said. Obviously, a big thing is that, those free meals, stretch your food dollar a little bit, but it's also for people who are lonely, people who are new to town. There are different reasons why people come out, and we really don't care why you're there. We are just happy when you come and enjoy the meal. That's what we're there for. We don't ask questions at the door. We just welcome you in. Since the project was on pause during the fall months, attendance was lower in the beginning. But towards the end of the season, they were serving 35 to 40 meals on average every night. Godfrey also noted that McGillicuddy had to go for surgery, and the last meals of the season were cooked by their former kitchen coordinator Krista Jorgensen. Huge, huge thank you to Krista Jorgensen, who stepped in and filled in. I think it was the last eight suppers Krista did, Godfrey said. And Donna definitely wants to come back as soon as she is well. She's recovering very well right now. And hopefully, she'll be up and ready to go. We'll start up in October. While the season is wrapped up for the summer, Godfrey said that with no regular funding, they always welcome donations as they are already looking forward to opening the kitchen again in the fall. We're in not a bad place financially, but we are not funded by anyone. We don't get grants or anything, so if any donations come in, we really appreciate that, Godfrey said. They are also planning another grocery dash, similar to what they did a few years ago. It will give people a chance to compete for a one-minute shopping spree at Sobeys in Estevan. You race the clock, put whatever you can in your basket, up to $1,000 in free groceries, Godfrey explained. The volunteer support this season was great as well, but they are always happy to see new individuals or groups coming to help them serve suppers and socialize. We have some wonderful volunteers coming out week after week, which is awesome. Volunteer-wise, we're doing pretty good, although we can always use more volunteers. The Connect Club in Estevan came out and helped as a group, and that was really nice to have them. That is a good opportunity for other groups if they want to do that, she added. If anyone is interested in supporting Warm Welcome Kitchen as a volunteer or financially, they can reach out to Godfrey through their Facebook page or over the phone at 306-421-6122. Follow the Estevan Mercury, sasktoday.ca and the Warm Welcome Kitchen social media for details on the grocery dash.